Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I've been doing some investigating into things happening in the Onaway School District board race. You just heard the commercial. I can text you the slate card. If you know somebody who lives in Onaway, they need to know who to vote for. Just text me Onaway and I'll send you the slate card of the six concerned citizens running to improve the school board. Longtime resident, went to the high school, graduated from the high school of Onaway, went on to become a very successful businessman. Do not discredit any of his business, his contribution to Onaway, his support of the community. Tom Moran, Moran Iron Works, great company, great school, great academy, downtown Onaway, really giving back to the community. But all of a sudden, for some reason, not really sure why, he chose to run for school board. And one of the problems I have, and he said this himself, 2 years ago at the Reagan Day dinner for the Presque Isle County Republican Party, Bill Largent got him to be the keynote speaker. He came and spoke. They had no idea what he was going to talk about. Talked about his business needing more workers. And while doing everything completely legal, bringing in migrant workers into Onaway, he's going to provide the housing for them. They're not going to be in a situation where they're going to be competing for housing with the general public. He's going to take care of their housing needs. He needs workers. I get it. But in doing the investigating, I found out that he was able to get some government money towards hiring these migrant workers, getting them their work visas, doing everything legal, of course, but taking advantage of the government handouts, the tax credits, the grant money, whatever it is that's available for these programs to bring these people in. But there's one slight little problem with his plan. these migrant workers have families. They have children. They have children that need to be educated. They don't speak English. So as a result, the school district has had to hire a bilingual Spanish-English teacher. Now, based on the research I've done, based on the people I've spoken with, the teacher they hired isn't, in fact, 100% bilingual. Somewhat familiar with Spanish, but not truly fluent in Spanish. I've been told at a cost of $70,000 a year for her salary, I believe it's a female, her salary of 70 grand plus benefits, plus retirement, plus all the things that go with being a public school teacher, at an expense to the Onaway School District. For three children, four children, whatever the number is, I'm getting different reports from different people as to exactly how many. Why doesn't Tom Moran pay that teacher's salary? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the race. We're going to talk about how this is also happening in Sheboygan. It's happening in Emmett County. It's happening around northern Michigan. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water, PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
I never meant to be so bad to you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A couple of text messages regarding my previous segment talking about the situation in Onaway having to educate non-English speaking children of migrant workers coming into our communities. One text message, I believe that teacher should be able to teach more than just three or four kids. Another text message, what other subjects or students does this teacher teach during the day, or does she only teach those three or four migrant workers' children? I don't know. I'm still doing research into this. I'm going to find out. I'm going to be talking to the school board members. I'm going to demand some answers. I'm going to submit a FOIA request if I have to. I want to know this teacher's resume. Is she truly bilingual? Does she speak Spanish fluently? Is she able to actually communicate with the kids? Because if she's not, she shouldn't have the job. To be paying that kind of money, you need to have a truly bilingual teacher teach the children English. You have to speak Spanish to them to get them to understand what they're being told and then learn the English language as an alternative to speaking Spanish. And I totally support that. Don't get me wrong. I get that they must learn English. If these kids are going to have a chance at a better life, they have to learn English. It's that simple. We are not a Spanish-speaking country. We have never been a Spanish-speaking country. We will never be a Spanish-speaking country. We are going to be speaking English because it is the language to improve your life. It drives me absolutely nuts when I go to Lowe's, how they have the Spanish words on their signs in their buildings, allowing, catering, enabling Spanish-speaking people to be able to go into their stores and buy things because its bilingual signs tells them where the plumbing aisle is or electrical or whatever they're in there for. You have to learn English. If you come to this country, it's that simple. You have to learn it. So I understand the need, but I'm also looking at the expense to the school district. In researching this and making phone calls after the show, I've learned the same things happening in Sheboygan, the same things happening in Emmett County. It's happening all over the place. Who is responsible for bringing the migrant workers here? It's a priority of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. That's who's giving the business credits, the tax credits, the grant money. All this is coming from Lansing, driven by this governor. We need workers. I get it. I've worked with migrant workers, Chateau Grand Traverse Winery, years ago. I understand the need for migrant workers. Legally working here with work visas, I get it. But when you start bringing the families here, not just the men, mostly men that come and do these jobs, there are some women. We had a couple of females on the staff. The women stayed together. The men stayed together. It was completely legitimate from what I experienced personally back in 2009, 2010. But you have to understand something. This is very important. And J.D. Vance talked about it in the debate last night. The cost to the local community. Now, I question why Tom Moran's running for school board while this is happening in their community. He's got a business to run. I'm sure he's got things much better to do with his time than to attend school board meetings and deal with budget issues and things that are going on in the school district. Again, I just question why he's doing it. And honestly, the Presque County Republican Party did not support him when they made the decision to vet these candidates, looked at these candidates, and decided to endorse and support Bonnard, Lefebvre, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, Rieger, the six names that they supported. They paid for the signs, they paid for the business cards, they paid for everything that's happening in that district, and paid for the radio ads you're now hearing on the station. It was a complete package of what they wanted to do to help these six citizens get elected. They are the local county party. Now you say, wait a minute, Randy, school board seats are nonpartisan. Absolutely they are. You don't disclose party affiliation, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, to run for those seats. But the election laws do not prevent the local county party to vet, to look at, and choose which candidates to support. The Presque Isle County Democrat Party could be doing the same thing for their slate. I don't know why they haven't done it. There's others that are supporting them. That's fine. But if you live in Onaway, you know somebody who lives in Onaway, this is a battle for the best school board that will do the best thing for the kids, bottom line. And why is it that they're doing this particular slate at this time? Because it's critical. It's critical to get the things done that need to be done, which they started and got nothing but resistance from the liberal progressives in that community. A very small group of people have been very vocal at the school board meetings, and it's time to stop. When they get elected, they are going to decide how to go forward in the way the meetings are done, the way the bylaws are written, the new bylaws they will create as a board, and start leading to get things done and fixed once and for all in that school district. It's that simple. Now, one of the things in this housing situation, and I got a couple of text messages going back to the vice presidential debate. I want to get to those. Let's see, I got a couple of text messages. Are these people American citizens, or at least have intentions of becoming U.S. citizens? Well, that's what you would hope for, right? But no, to my knowledge, they're not American citizens. They have work visas from foreign countries here legally, but not U.S. citizens. Christine Gray says, I love your story about teaching English to the migrants. Ed O'Keefe, the owner of Chateau Grand Traverse, hired me to be the maintenance man in charge of the irrigation systems, to be in charge of scheduling the fertilizer sprays that they used, natural, organic, and working with the migrant workers. That was my job, my responsibility. In addition, I provided landscape services. I was a full-time landscaper there. Bed and breakfast, I took care of it. All of the grass, took care of the gas engines to run the mowers, the blowers, everything, the edgers, everything I was responsible for. Grooming the viewing station up by the winery. That was all my responsibility. But working with the migrant workers, and I said flat out to Ed, I have a problem. I don't speak Spanish. and I'm not going to learn Spanish. I'm an American. I speak English, and that's how I communicate. He said, well, Randy, these guys, they don't all speak English. I said, they don't speak English yet. And he laughed at me. He said, Randy, we've had some of these workers here for 5, 8, 10 years. Every summer they come here to work our vineyard. I said, yep, well, that's going to change. One of the foremen, Jose, we became really close friends while we worked together. Vicky would make my lunch, put it in a brown paper sack. I would eat with them under the shade trees. When it was time for lunch, I'd sit together and eat with them. And I would speak in English with Jose, and they would hear us talking back and forth. And I made it very clear. I told Jose to tell them in Spanish, you're not getting your paycheck on Friday from me until you come to me and say, Mr. Randy, may I have my paycheck, please? They're not getting their paycheck. He said, well, you can't withhold their pay. And I said, yes, I can. It's a very simple phrase. Teach it to them. Also, tell them to stop watching Telemundo Spanish TV in the bunkhouse. Tell them to watch English programs and start learning English from TV. He's like, oh man, they're not going to like that. I says, well, they have to get proficient in English or we have a problem. Well, that's never been the situation before. Well, that's a different maintenance man that you guys were dealing with. Supervisor of you guys, it's not me. This is something I'm wanting to help them accomplish. Come the next Friday, the very first Friday, every single one of the workers in broken English, it was kind of cute actually, the way some of them said it. Mr. Randy, may I have my paycheck, please? Absolutely. Thank you for asking in English. Jose would translate, they would smile, shake my hand, and get their paycheck. But as we sat together and ate lunch throughout that summer, and it was a hot summer. Man, it was hot. They learned English. They actually started talking in English. They started learning jokes. That was one thing that I was told to do, is make it funny and they'll remember it. I would be talking with Jose. I would tell him a joke in English and they started learning it. And they started laughing too. They weren't just laughing because Jose was laughing. They understood it. You know, at the end of the season, when we were done in the fall, when they were getting ready to head back to Mexico or wherever they were going, every single one of them came up to me, shook my hand, and gave me a hug. Looked me in the eye and said, thank you, in English. And I said, you're welcome. They were great people, hardest working people on the